Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, everybody? Happy New Year's. Welcome to another edition of Sports of the Legend, along with my co-host, Macaulay Matthew. I'm, of course, Clay Remo. Hey, what's up, Macaulay?
Hey, what's up? How's it going?
Hey, I'm doing all right. You?
Doing good.
Good, man. You know, we're going to talk about, you know, the Knicks, the Nets, baseball with A-Rod suspension. I'm trying to think. What's going on in the NFL playoffs? Of course, WWE with the big WWE Network news, and of course, Bray Wyatt having a new member of his family in Daniel Bryan. So,
yep.
First, folks, you know the deal. Feel free to let your voices heard, and let's get to it. And let me see. You. I lost my train of thought. Let's talk a little Knicks here.
Yep.
Knicks, they won 4 in a row. Let me see what else happened. Can you guess how many times they won? Do you remember the final score of the last game? It is 102-92.
Was that the final score?
Yes, it was. And guess what was the score against the Heat?
I don't remember that.
102-92.
Wow, so is this same back to back? Really?
Exactly.
Are you sure?
I am sure. Because when I checked the score for yesterday's game, I was like, wait a minute, wasn't that the score from the Heat game earlier this week?
Right.
Sure enough, it was that. So we've won four in a row and two straight games by the final score. 102-92.
Wow. Impressive.
Yeah. And the Knicks are back. You know, Melo, ever since he's returned, you know, the Knicks are on his back. And away they go, man. Stoudemire had a vintage game. Stats back. And
Stoudemire's been playing very good basketball lately.
Oh yeah. And Carmelo, he only scored 18, but you know, he had probably his best all around game of the season. He had 18 points. Eight rebounds and a season high seven assists. So,
yep.
Carmelo's trusting his teams and the team, and they're finally knocking down some shots.
Yeah, I mean, Carmelo said when he was injured, you know, he saw what the team was doing wrong, and he observed little things that the Knicks were doing and were missing. So I guess, you know, he gave the coaching staff some advice and, you know, made them adjust some things so they can play, you know, the way that they're supposed to be playing, the way that we're expecting them to play this year.
Oh, yeah,
now they're
no
starting
doubt.
To do that.
Yeah, no doubt, man. They finally put it together, you know. And of course, not everything is rosy. You know, J.R. Smith, he did bounce back yesterday. He did contribute, you know, in the win yesterday against the 76ers. But, of course, you know, the big news with him is that he had, like, three incidents recently where he untied the opponent's shoelaces.
Yep.
And as a result, he got suspended fined $55,000.
Uh-huh. Well, when he got fined, he didn't even get to tie the person's shoe. He tried. He tried, and then...
Yeah, the person pulled it the foot away.
Yeah. I think he's hard-headed, man. He doesn't listen.
Yeah, and I heard he got suspended. He got warned before he tried it again, and
yeah,
sure enough, you know, he didn't
bonehead.
Care. Yep. And, you know, it's good the Knicks are, you know, they're on a four-game winning streak. It could have easily been a fifth-game winning streak if it wasn't for, a bonehead play by the aforementioned J.R. Smith when he took a shot when he thought Knicks were down two instead of a tie game in Houston. But, you know, all in all, the Knicks are doing good.
Yeah, they got to keep it up, and they're climbing up in the standings.
Oh, yeah. With the East, you know, if they keep going on the streak, they could be in the third or fourth place.
I think so. I mean, the East is not that good this year, so I think they can definitely win their division.
I agree. They just need to keep it going.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, Knicks ain't the only team that's doing good lately. You know, the Nets, they're doing their thing.
Yeah, they're winning.
They just had their five-game winning streak snapped, I believe, against I'm trying to remember the team right now. It happened yesterday. The team escapes me.
Toronto?
Yeah, I think it was Toronto. I can't even remember, to be honest with you.
Yeah, that was yesterday, wasn't it?
Yeah, right. It was yesterday.
Yeah, it was Toronto.
So there you go. I mean, they couldn't, you know, they played well, and that was their first loss since Kidd took his tie off.
Yeah.
Hey, you know, sports, whatever works, you know.
Yeah, you know, it's looking like how it would be. Knicks and Nets playing well, dominating the Atlantic, but Toronto is, they're not folding. I mean, Toronto looks like they're a good team.
Yeah, I think they're, 12-5 since trading Rudy Gay away from...
Yeah.
Where did they trade him to? Magic? I can't even remember what team they traded him to.
Pistons? I'm not even sure.
It could have been. I honestly don't even remember.
Yeah.
But you know, it's you know, interest. You know, sports is strange. You know, you could trade one of your best players, and you know, you go on a run.
Exactly.
As long as you have chemistry and you play defense, you know, in games. And DeRozan, you know, the former slam dunk champion. You know,
yep.
Help, you know, leading the way. You know,
that point guard who the Knicks are interested in.
Oh, what's his name again? Darn, I forgot his name.
What's his name again? Is it Avery? Is his name or something like that?
No, I don't think it's Avery. It's close to Lowry? Kyle Lowry?
Lowry, there you go. Kyle Lowry, yeah.
Yeah, so, you know, they're doing their thing. You know, now the East is actually trying to work their way up to respectability.
Yeah.
You know, it's good.
Get up, Knicks.
When you're a goal, you know, the Knicks are doing their thing, and Nets are finally picking up their slack, too, so.
Yeah.
You know, won't be a boring postseason if they keep it up.
Yep. Hopefully, hey, we're right there. So.
Yep. And speaking of a team in that's used to postseason, you know, your Yankees. Big news with them. A-Rod got suspended. You know.
1 year.
The entire year, 162.
Yep. So instead of it being a 211 game. It'll be 162 games will be suspended.
Yep. And, of course, we all know what your thoughts are, you know. Obviously, you know, A-Rod is a distraction on the team, and how do you feel?
Well, you should take it like a man and serve the suspension. I mean, you know, you lied about, you know, doing steroids and buying off documents from Well, what was that, the center that he bought the...
Was it Tony Bosch, I think?
Yeah, but what was that center? They had a center where he bought those...
It was in Miami.
It was in Miami, and... well, Anthony Bosch is going to be on 60 Minutes tonight, so he's going to give the full story of how he injected A-Rod and how A-Rod texted him for more supply, you know, so they have hard evidence against A-Rod, but A-Rod is still denying all of this. He maintains that he's innocent.
Yeah. Typical, you know, sports athlete, when they get caught red-handed, you know, they, you know, instead of admitting it, you know, repenting from what they're doing, but nope, they just want to keep pulling the wool, you know, in front of people's eyes.
But this is here because A-Rod, this is the second time this has happened.
Exactly.
First time they caught him, he denied it. And then he finally revealed, oh, yeah, I did it. But only during my Texas season.
Yeah, exactly.
You know? And now they caught him, and he's still in denial, even though they have hard evidence against him. And he's maintaining that he didn't do anything. And he's trying to make it seem like he's the victim of baseball and Bud C League going after him and everything.
I mean, come on, man. I mean, who is he fooling? I mean, the dude has no credibility, man. Only, I mean, even... Jose Canseco has more credibility than he does right now.
Oh yeah, of course.
So he should just admit it from the get go. I mean,
he's making himself look even more guilty, more and more foolish by you know, acting this way.
Yeah, why is he still crying wolf? I mean, we know he did it. I mean, I don't see the point. I don't know why he's trying to save face.
I don't know what he's trying to prove. I mean, most of the people know you're lying, so.
And you know what's the messed up thing about that? I mean, he had his best career in Texas. I mean, it averaged like over 50 home runs and, what, like 130 RBIs per season. And where did his team, where did Texas Rangers go? In last place.
Didn't do anything with them.
Exactly. So. Even when you have the best player, you know, if you don't have a team around them, you know, you ain't going to go nowhere. And that's what Soriano has to worry about. I mean, not Soriano, Cano has to worry about in Seattle.
He better use his time off to, you know, think and just try to change, turn around his career, you know? Just come out, tell the truth, reveal everything, and be humble, man. This guy's so, he's so arrogant and so selfish.
Exactly. I mean, I don't know who he think he's fooling. But in any case, well, aren't you kind of worried that Cano might end up being like him too? I mean, he went for that huge contract and don't have nobody around him.
No, I mean, it's two different scenarios. I mean, Cano just went to a different team to for more money. That's all he did, which I can't blame him. I mean, they gave him more money, but, I mean, Cano's not one of the best. He's not the best player in the baseball. I mean, at one time, Bieber was the best player in baseball.
Oh, yeah, of course.
You know, and, I mean, Cano's in a different situation, I would say. Cano's won the championship already, so, I mean, if Cano doesn't win another championship, I mean, it's not really a big deal, really.
Yeah, that's true. But then again, A-Rod did win one in 09, but that was obviously before he signed with Texas. And
that was after he won with us?
Right, yeah. Obviously, after he got traded to you guys.
Right. He didn't win anything with Texas.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, obviously. Texas never won anything, period, so far. So.
Yeah.
But, yeah, you have a point there. It is a different situations.
I mean, there's more spotlight around Alex Rodriguez than there is around Cano.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. No doubt about that.
But, I mean, it's not the same person. I mean, Cano's, you know, not an arrogant, selfish guy that A-Rod is and in the spotlight all the time.
Oh, yeah.
A-Rod craves that attention.
Yep. Absolutely. And in the other news in town, you know, with the Mets, you know, Piazza, again, second year in a row, he got snubbed. He won't make it to the Hall of Fame, you know, Cooperstown this year. But his former teammate Tom Glavine and former Brave Maddox and Frank Thomas, they're going in. So congratulations to them.
Yeah, they're well-deserving.
Oh, yeah, congratulations. I mean, both Glavine and Maddox, you know, they dominated, you know, baseball with the Braves, and they're both, you know, 300 winners, you know, much deserved.
Yeah, dominated the NL East in the 90s.
Oh, believe me, I'm very familiar with that. well deserved.
And Frank Thomas, you know, one of the greatest hitting DH of all time.
Oh, yeah, man. I mean, like back in those days, it was him, Griffey, O'Vaughn. I mean, those guys were, like, dominating the AL, the American League.
Definitely.
Those dudes were scary. So, I mean, that's another you know, well-deserved, you know, entrance. But
yeah.
listen to what happened to Biggio, man. Did you hear how close he was to make it in?
How close?
By two votes.
Wow.
Two votes, man.
Well, there's always next year or years upcoming. So.
Yeah. So I mean, he should make it in. He should make it in next year.
Yeah.
And hopefully Piazza will make it in next year. But next year they're gonna have a good cast class too, because they got Pedro.
Oh, yeah.
Johnson, Smoltz, I'm trying to think, well, Sheffield, but I don't think Sheffield's going to go in next year, if ever, you know, because, the steroid, because didn't he admit that he accidentally took steroids when he took a cream from Bonds by accident or something like that?
I think so.
He might have to wait a while for him to go in.
Yeah.
If ever. Even though, you know, Sheffield is, you know, a deserving guy, you know, if he wasn't, you know, legitimately on the stuff.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of guys, you know, it's going to take them a while to make a Hall of Fame because of, you know, this whole steroid scandal, you know, that's been taking place and that happened during, you know, the
Steroid era.
The 90s, the steroid era in the 90s and the 2000s, you know?
Yep.
A lot of guys might not even ever make it because of that.
Exactly, you know, because there's so much, I mean, Piazza, there's no proof that he took any, you know, like, performance-enhancing drugs, you know, and steroids. I mean, I think he did admit he took, what was it, androsterone, but that was before it was illegal.
Right.
But other than that, you know, he said he never took anything else, so. I mean, they have no proof. I mean, they shouldn't prevent him. I mean, that's, you know, seemed kind of unfair.
Yeah.
But we'll see what happens. And let me see what else happened. Oh, yeah, the NFL. NFL playoffs, man. I know you pumped about it. You know, me being a sore loser, I haven't really seen much. I mean, I know Patriots, you know, put a butt whooping on the Colts yesterday. What was it, 44-23?
Mm-hmm. They played this year the Patriots have a good chance to win the Super Bowl. They have a running game this year, so it could be unstoppable. I think they might be one of the two teams in the playoffs that could beat the Patriots, that could beat the Broncos.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, Patriots, you know, they got Brady. You know, they got Belichick still coaching the way. And with no Giants, I mean, they have nobody historically that could, you know, stop them, basically.
Yeah, exactly.
So, you know, they have a shot. You know, they have guys who, you know, have experience and, you know how to win.
Yeah, and yesterday, they blew out the Indianapolis Colts. I think it was 43-22 or something.
I guess we have to wish Andrew Luck good luck next year.
Yeah, that was bad luck yesterday. And Seahawks beat the Saints at home. Today the Niners beat the Panthers. Mm-hmm. Next week it'll be Panthers. I mean, it'll be Saints. I mean, sorry, Niners versus Seahawks will be the NFC Championship game. And right now it looks like it'll probably be the Broncos versus Patriots in the AFC Championship game, since Broncos are beating the Chargers in the third quarter, 14-0.
Yeah, some interesting postseason going on.
Oh, yeah.
No,
Super Bowl a few weeks away.
Oh, yeah. Fortunately, there's no New York teams to represent MetLife Stadium, which most likely will be the last time. You know, they're going to have it in a cold weather stadium, let alone in the, you know, MetLife Stadium. So,
yeah.
We'll see what happens February 3rd. But let's, you know, from one, you know, major spectacle that comes once a year from another, you know, of course, you know, WrestleMania is coming, you know, what day is it? May 30th or May 30th? Wait, is there 31st? Yeah, May 30th. I think it's coming.
Royal Rumble?
March 31st, right?
For Royal Rumble, you're talking about?
No, WrestleMania.
Oh, WrestleMania, okay.
I think it's March 31st, if I'm not mistaken.
I think so. I'm not sure.
Yeah. You know, that's always a major event. You know, 30 is coming up. And the new way that you can watch WrestleMania 30 is going to be through the new WWE Network that's going to debut February 24th. And tell me what you think. I mean, I have an idea what you think, but let's, you know, let the, you know, listeners know.
Well, it's going to be exciting. I mean, you're going to have live streaming of WWE library, you know, past events and past shows that you can watch now, you know, anytime you want. All pay-per-view events will be covered by this new network, including WrestleMania. Re-airing of live shows. You'll get to rewatch Raw and SmackDown. Yeah, man, it's exciting. I mean, just for $9.99 per month, I mean, it's a bargain.
You stole my thunder. Yep. Just for like $9.99 or $9.95, I mean, you get to watch WrestleMania for free, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, all this, you know, you can see the seemingly infinite library of WWE, you know, WWE, WCW, ECW. I mean, it's going to be off the charts.
Oh, yeah. Be very exciting. February 24th is when the network launches.
Oh, yeah, and like we were saying, the first review event that's going to be broadcast on it will be WrestleMania. Now, what a way to start.
That's a good way to start.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I'm looking forward to that. I know you are.
Oh, yeah. I can't wait.
And
sign me up right now.
Yeah, I know. February 24 can't come soon enough.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see. Oh, yeah. The last Raw before 2013 ended was, of course, when Daniel Bryan joined the Wyatt family. Which was surprising, you know. I thought they would did it when, you know, Bray Wyatt kidnapped him, you know, a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
But I mean, I think they took too long to unveil that storyline. What's your thoughts?
I thought it was expected. I was expecting it to happen sooner or later. Yeah, I mean, they did take a little too long, but finally happened, and I think Daniel Bryan's gonna turn on them eventually.
Well, yeah, of course, obviously.
Yeah.
As of right now, he looks like he literally legitimately turned.
Yeah. He's he looks like one in the Wyatt family.
Exactly. I think JBL said that on one either Raw or SmackDown.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And it's true. Oh, yeah, did you hear that he might change his name to Daniel Wyatt?
Yeah, that's what I almost said, Daniel Wyatt. When I was saying that, yeah.
But it makes no sense. You want me to tell you why? Because Luke Harper and Eric Rowan, their last names aren't Wyatt. You know what I'm saying?
That's true. Yeah, that's
true. Why is he changing his name?
I guess, because Daniel Bryan's last name is close to Wyatt, that's why they might, have him change it, I guess.
I don't know. They should change the other guys' names, too, or just add Wyatt to their last
name.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? To add the continuity.
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
At least call him Daniel Bryan Wyatt. You know what I mean? Does have a nice ring to it. Brian.
Yeah, I agree.
Let me see what else is happening. Oh, yeah, there's rumors that CM Punk wants to team up with Roddy Piper at WrestleMania 30 versus Cena and Hogan. What's your thoughts on that?
I don't think that's going to ever happen. let it be a rumor, but I don't see it ever happening.
I think it will happen. Punk wants it to happen. And but which one would you rather see? I mean, because Piper wants to see...
Neither.
He wants to fight against Hogan one-on-one. But I don't see that happening. I mean,
I don't see that happening either.
Piper's 59 and Hogan's like, what, 60? So, I mean...
I don't think Hogan will wrestle in the WWE ever again.
You never know.
You never know. Yeah, but I'll be surprised if that does happen.
Well, yeah, and plus, there's rumors that, the Ultimate Warrior is close, or he signed with WWE, for the Hall of Fame, and who knows, maybe possibly an in-ring, appearance, who knows?
Yeah, that's good.
But that's not official yet.
That's good to see.
Yeah, it'd be interesting to see him back.
Yeah, even though he was a crazy guy, he he did help the WWE in the late 80s, early 90s.
Oh, yeah. One of the most, you know, entertaining characters of the, you know, what many deem the Hogan era.
Yep.
So, yeah, I mean, he would definitely deserve that. Jake the Snake, he made a surprise appearance at Old School Raw on Monday.
Yeah, that was cool to see.
Yeah, I mean, the show was, you know, it was a great show. But with you know, Jake the Snake returning, that just put a well-deserved icing on the cake.
Yeah, put the snake on Seth Rollins.
No, Dean Ambrose.
Dean Ambrose, I mean, yeah, sorry. Dean Ambrose looks like he was smiling. Like,
yeah,
he liked
he was.
It.
Exactly. Apparently, you know, he couldn't stay in character because, you know, apparently Piper and Jake the Snake were, you know, his idols. So,
yeah.
If he couldn't stay in character.
But it was still fun.
Yeah, it was great seeing him. So maybe this might signal that, you know, Jake the Snake's dream of coming to, you know, Royal Rumble might come to pass. And
yeah, I'd love to see
finally
that.
Going to the, you know, Hall of Fame this year.
Yep. That'd be great.
That'd be huge. Another news, Undertaker wants to fight Daniel Bryan, or Daniel Wyatt, as he's now called, at WrestleMania.
I think that could happen.
Yeah, I think
That's the only one that I could see happening.
Yeah, for sure, because, I mean, if Undertaker wants you to put the streak on the line, I mean, I don't think anybody's going to tell him no. The rumor right now is that he's going to fight against Lesnar. But, you know, if Undertaker wants to fight Daniel Bryan, then, you know, I think it's going to happen. Maybe Undertaker's the guy who Bray Wyatt was referring to as the devil who made him do it. Who knows?
I mean, I still think, you know, it looks like it might be Undertaker versus Lesnar, but I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised if Undertaker fights, what's his name, Wyatt.
Yeah. Because right now the rumors is Wyatt is going to fight Cena. But then again, Cena has the rumor that he's going to team up with Hogan or fight against Hogan. I mean, who knows right now?
Yeah.
And one more last news. There's rumors that Ambrose versus Big E Langston to unify the United States and Intercontinental title. Coming
really?
Up. Yeah. I think that's a good idea. I mean, they unified the main championship title, so it's about time they unify the mid card.
Well, they haven't really unified the championship belts. I mean, it's still two separate belts right now.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah, it's not the undisputed belt that Jericho used to carry.
Yeah, so. Of course. Yeah.
Well, everybody still has the championship, so I guess you can carry two belts now.
I guess so. And let me see. I guess that's basically it. So, yeah, on TNA, Magnus, he defeated AJ Styles to be the, you know, undisputed TNA champion. So congratulations to him. But, do you have any last words you'd like to say?
Check out my show, iMac, Saturdays at 11, and check out this show, as usual, Sundays at 6.